Picture this. You're a hiring manager who just open-sourced your company's resume scoring algorithm, and within 48 hours, tens of thousands of people are watching it grade the same resume three different ways and getting three completely different scores. That's the kind of week it is in tech. Welcome to Intellijix HN Daily for Monday, June 29th, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and we've got a dense slate to work through today. AI that outperforms Claude on security benchmarks, a supercomputer that just claimed the top spot on the top 500 list, a congressional bill that could require identity verification just to browse the internet, and a professor at Brown University who discovered that a significant chunk of his class submitted AI-generated exam answers. We're also looking at the Boeing 747's final chapter, a privacy fight over Google helping suppress a journalist's article, and a bug in one of Rust's most widely deployed HTTP libraries.
And I'm Sarah Chen. Beyond all of that, we're going to dig into some genuinely interesting technical territory today. Apple's obscure, sparse image format, how NUMA architecture affects system performance at the hardware level, and a project called LibrePods that's essentially reverse engineering AirPods to free them from Apple's ecosystem. We'll also spend some time on the age verification debate, which has layers that go well beyond child safety. There's a really sharp argument circulating on HN right now that age verification infrastructure, once built, becomes a natural foundation for something much more concerning, attribution of speech at scale.
For new listeners, a quick note before we dive in. While our content is sourced from Hacker News, this podcast is completely independent. We're not affiliated with, endorsed by, or sponsored by Y Combinator or Hacker News in any capacity. We're engineers and analysts who love the community and want to bring these conversations to a broader audience. That's genuinely it.
And if you haven't spent time on Hacker News itself, please do. The URL is news.combinator.com. What you're hearing from us today is essentially a curated sample. The real depth is in the comment threads. When a security researcher drops a detailed breakdown of a vulnerability, or a veteran systems engineer pushes back on a popular architecture claim, or a founder shares hard-won lessons about a failed startup, those conversations happen in the comments, where the highlight reel, the community, is the full film.
All right, let's get into it.